63% of youth suicides, yeah, are from single mother homes. 90% of homelessness and runaway children are from single mother homes.
You can't put that on the mother.
85% of children who show behavioral disorders are from single mother homes. 80% of rapists with anger problems are from single mother homes. 71% of high school dropouts are from single mother homes. 70% of youths in operated institutions are from single mother homes. 80% of all the youths that are in prison are from single mother homes.
So is how that, are you going to blame the woman?
Well, he didn't blame the woman. Guys, why is your immediate reaction you're blaming the woman when he's just reading a stat?
So we know there's a big problem. Single mother homes or fatherless homes, however you want to phrase it. We heard the statistics. This could arguably be the most important issue of our current times.
Men are leaving their kids, and that is the main problem with the world today.
This will affect all future generations. It affects everyone now, and it will affect everyone later. So this issue does need to be solved. However, for issues to be solved, you need two willing parties. And the question is, do modern women blame men for basically most all problems such as this one?
How do we solve this problem?
Well, you have to eliminate feminism, actually, because I remember thinking when I was in college, I thought the way the hookup culture worked, I thought these women had convinced themselves that they were empowered by sleeping with men.
These modern women on panels hate it when someone says something is objectively wrong. Modern women hate accountability, especially when it comes to having consistent morals and ethics. Things are black and white. It's whether you decide to see it or not.
Sam, go ahead.
I think men also hate accountability because, like we said, we pulled out the stats. Men are leaving their kids, and that is the main problem with the world today.
So this man has 7 kids from 7 baby mamas and does not want to help support them financially, doesn't want to raise them. This would be another statistic of 7 more fatherless homes, 7 more single mothers out there.
You calling me a deadbeat because I tell them I was being irresponsible, yet not wearing protection. But I always tell these women that I got pregnant that I do not want to be a father to these children. And I offer to pay for the majority of times they'll either take the or they'll take a plan B. But only these 7 have kept these children. But the crazy thing about it is they want me to be responsible for some children I told them I did not want.
And I would say society, culture, mainstream media wants everyone to believe that when there's a fatherless home, it's from a man like this with this type of mindset. And when someone has this type of mindset and they're just this brutally direct and honest, it's easy to paint them as a villain. It's not a mindset I condone, but he brings up some interesting points.
So for some years now, some of them been trying to get in contact with me. Access denied. Because I don't really know why you're trying to get in contact with me. I didn't told you I did not want them kids. So don't expect me to be responsible financially, emotional, spiritually, mentally, or physically with some kids I do not want.
Although I disagree with his mindset, I do understand what he's saying.
And I don't give a f- what nobody think about it. You're not going to force children up on me. Yeah, we both made the decision to lay down and have intercourse. We both was irresponsible about the decisions we made that night. Yeah, I could have pulled out, but I didn't. And I ain't care to pull out because I'm not the one that's going to have to carry a baby for 9 months. It's the woman.
Women want my body, my choice. We get it. Yes, your body, your choice. But I think what he is saying is, okay, but I get to choose whether I'm a part of that child's life or not, right? Women can choose whether to have the baby or not. I get to choose whether I have to financially support or be there for the child or not. Because right now how it is women get to decide one way or the other and men have no say. And now the government is telling men what they have to do with their body is they have to come up with money to pay child support or they will throw their body into jail. So in that sense, men do not get my body, my choice in this equation.
In my opinion, women should be more careful on who they sleep with. Because you're going to be like one of my baby mamas trying to find me so I can financially support a kid I didn't told her or them I did not want.
I understand what he's saying, and I can understand what he's saying without agreeing with the way he's going about this and the way he's living his life. In this scenario, it's very easy, though, for women to point men as the villain and use this guy as a scapegoat. It's all men's fault. Men are leaving, blah, 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 without looking into the deeper depths of everything in the court systems and blah, blah, blah.
Men are leaving their kids, and that is the main problem with the world today.
This brings up another interesting point of alpha seeds and Betamon needs. You know that story, guys. So just think about this, right? The goal, the overall goal of a woman is to get the seed from an alpha man. She wants to have children with a guy that she sees as an alpha. She also wants to eventually find a Betamon man to provide for her security and needs. Of course, she would love if the alpha would do that for her, but the reality of things is usually the alpha has a lot of women vying after his attention, so he more or less gets to pick and choose, and he doesn't want to be the guy to stick around and provide. But now, who's the villain in this story? And this is sad, guys. This is sad.
Mr. Benning, you are not the father. You said earlier that if Robin was not your biological child, it causes you to doubt whether or not you truly are the biological father of Jermaine Benning Jr. And because of that doubt, the court wants to make sure when you leave here, you have the whole truth. When it comes to 6-month-old Jermaine Benning Jr., it has been determined by this court, Mr. Benning, you are not the father.
What the? Oh.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Benning.
I got cribs and playpens and toys, and I've done everything that I do, and...
Ho, ho, who's a ho? Ho, just a ho. Who's a ho? I said that you's a ho.
That's a pretty much heartbreaking video. I cannot imagine the feeling that goes through with this guy, but where's the uproar here? Blaming all the men for leaving these fatherless homes. Like, where is the uproar? This guy, he was trying to beat the statistics of these fatherless homes, doing everything right. And he finds out that it was all a lie.
Do you look back at some of your old lyrics, given the climate of what's happening today with women's empowerment, and be like, that was kind of fucked up that I said that?
Nope. Nope. Hell no. That was me. I love every motherfucking man. Fuck them hoes.
She got the seed from some other guy, probably one of these guys that has the 7 kids, 7 baby mamas, and found this guy to provide for her. Cold-blooded. Very cold-blooded. Who's the villain in this story? I'm going to take you to a little statistic here. I got this on my website, textingprince.com, guys. I redid this all. Trying to make it a lot more educational and, you know, entertaining for people. So you can send your buddies here that need some advice or help with women. We got this whole red pill tab here. Alpha seeds, beta needs. And if we go down here to this point of the real dangers of this alpha seeds, beta needs, is this paternity fraud. How terrifying. And I looked through different studies. Also, shout out to Better Bachelor because I originally heard this statistic from his channel and had to check it out myself, but upwards of 30% of men in the United States are raising children just like this, where they think it's their own and it wasn't. That would That would shatter my world if that happened. Can you imagine that happening? Yikes, yikes, yikes.
Tim Hall.
Gotta be careful out there. And to wrap this up, shout out to the Whatever podcast. This is a very solid podcast. I really like this host. He's a left-hander. I'm left-handed as well. I like this guy. Brian, I think his name is. So this was on episode, was it 61? Looks like, with Michael Knowles. This is just a quick clip from it.
Also, I feel like I'm just going to set this from the straight, from the start. You and Brian don't really get a say in this because you can't have kids.
Oh, no, you uterus.
No, I have two kids.
Wait. No, did you birth them? Did they come out of your vagina?
Just a sec,
super chatted $199.99. Girl in the middle, men abandoning his duty as father is one issue. But you're forgetting that it is the woman's fault for making a baby with him. Since you argued that women are the final decision makers of intercourse, women bear the responsibility of it. It's her fault.
So abortion.
No. It's her fault for him deciding to leave his kid.
How would
it's
the moment you decide to agree to sex and have sex with somebody, you have to accept the fact that you can have a baby with that man, just as you are hooking up with somebody.
Yes, so, but
you
it's still the baby his with fault for leaving. It's not.
Yeah, he has to also accept the responsibility that he's having a kid as well. So, isn't it a two-person thing? You said you're having the baby too.
And like the super chat here that came in here was talking about how, you know, men abandoning their duty as a father is one issue. And that does happen. Like we see here in this video of this guy. But you're forgetting that who's allowing this guy to sleep with her.
Another thing is, these just jump offs. These the type of women that I ain't even had to do nothing for. The bare minimum, but they gave me access to their body. And they think I want to be a father to a child for one of them? Like, I don't even have no type of love for these women.
When you're saying that men don't have a say in this, right? It's my body, my choice. You are excluded from this discussion.
You and Brian don't really get a say in this because you can't have kids.
Oh, no uterus.
No, I have two kids.
Wait. No, did you birth them? Did they come out of your vagina?
Right. If we are going to accept that as men, then you have to accept you're taking on all of that power. Well, with great power comes great responsibility and accountability. So if you have all the power to make these choices, in the end, whose fault is it then when we have this type of society?
Men are leaving their kids, and that is the main problem with the world today.
Classic. Classic, classic, classic. All right, guys. Good to be back. For all you asking, thank you. I saw all your comments along the way. I moved. I got really into the stock market, learning how to day trade. So spent a lot of time learning that, and then I focused on building up my website a little bit more. So go to textingprince.com, guys. Lots of free educational content out there to help my brothers out. I do plan on being back. I miss this stuff, but you know, I got a little jaded talking about this over and over again, but I'm fired up. I was still watching. I was still living the bachelor life, and I'm back. See ya.